Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my checking account, and I just talked to somebody, and they said it was a technical bug. I have no clue what that is, but I certainly can't afford $56.95 every month, you just told me. I'm 77. There's nobody else that lives in this house, and I do not remember ordering this.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Sandra Denault, Denault.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Well, I don't know if it's my physical 86 South Street in Mansfield or if it was my P.O. Box in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yes, and it looks like that was entered was a physical address on South Street. It looks like this was a order that was placed for the tactical bag, and you said you do not recall placing that order?
No, I don't even know what the heck that is and what I would need it for.
Yes, and do you know if anyone in your household could have authorized that or done the shipping and handling for that product?
I'm my whole household. I am it. My husband died. I'm all by myself. That's it.
Yes, am I familiar with the email address? S is in Sam, M is in Mary, Denault at, I'm sorry, ult.mcnitt@gmail.com.
That's my email. Yep.
Yes, and it does show us that bag was delivered on the 8th of April at 8:48 a.m. And you don't recall receiving that bag?
No, I do not. And I certainly don't want to get charges every month for something that I don't even know what the heck it is.
Yes, and so this account was canceled. That stops any future billings. If you don't recall placing the order for the tactical bag or doing the shipping handling for $574, we'll go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. We do submit our claims for fraud with the local authorities. We'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify it was not done by you or in any household.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you for your help. What is your name, ma'am?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. So
Okay. Give
me one moment to submit that claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. A refund will post in 3 to 5 days. Give me one moment, and I can give you a confirmation number.
If anything, just make sure I don't get any more charges. Jesus.
Yes, I'm sorry to submit that. I did go ahead and cancel this account.
I mean, you're talking so fast. It's just craziness. You're probably reading from a giant script.
I went ahead and canceled this account. Did you want to submit it as a claim for fraud?
No, just cancel the darn thing.
It's been canceled. Would you like a cancellation number?
Just a moment. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2601714211.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.